I don't want to make too many assumptions, but am I correct to assume that you guys have been to a Buffett show before? Yeah. Couple? I've been to a couple myself, and but the nature of a Buffett show is Jimmy gives it everything he's got every single night of his life. Doesn't matter if he's sick, doesn't matter if there's something happening, good, bad, makes no difference. Matter of fact, the best shows I ever saw him play were like the worst weather we ever had to play in or whatever, something business didn't go like it. Doesn't matter. Whenever anything went wrong, he gave more. He always did that. And it made us give more. It made us give everything we had. And then you guys out there in front of us gave more back. And it's this alternating current of goodwill, positive energy that was a buzz, like a legal high that... Mostly legal high. Majority legal high that we were on every time, every show. And Jimmy figured it out early on in touring that because we were just wired to the gills at the end of these shows from what you guys gave us back, Jimmy decided since we're not going to sleep the next 4 or 5 hours, let's go ahead and travel to the next town. Which is an easier call to make if you own an awesome airplane. Which he did. We got to draft along with Jimmy in the NASCAR sense of drafting. We got to ride in that awesome airplane, and we're having all these giddy, wired to the gills conversations from one night to the next on the plane. And this particular one night that I'm bringing up right now, we were talking about movies for some reason. And sequels, for some reason, and the fact that sequels are not usually as good as the original. And somebody said, well, are there any song sequels? And people tried to think of one. I could think of one, and it wasn't as good as the original. And Jimmy said, because he was kind of feeling his oats, having just been worshipped by 30,000 people, he said, well, why don't we write a sequel? Why don't we write a sequel to a song and see if we can do it right? I was like, okay. Just as a general rule, if Jimmy Buffett asks you to write a song with him, you should probably. Yeah. Even though I was a little cynical about the prospect of writing a sequel to a song, I said, what do you want to write a sequel to? And he goes, well, let's write a sequel to Come Monday. So that's what I thought. Isn't that a little bit sacred? Isn't that sort of like the book of Deuteronomy for a parrot head or something like that? I was a little leery of that. He said, Jimmy's like, well, no, man, we know the people that song's about. I know, I wrote that for Jane. Who's going to do that if we're not going to do it? I'm not. Okay, let's do it. So we did it. And it's not as good. But it's not bad. And to get ourselves started on that song, we stole a line from one of our fellow coral reefers that's dear departed at this point in time, one of the sweetest people that ever lived, one of the greatest percussionists that ever lived, that handpicked Eric to follow him when it was his time to go. But Mr. Ralph McDonald said a line. Oh, yeah. He was my brother. We were the two Macs in the Coral Reefer Band. And Ralph had this gift of saying exactly what was on his mind, no matter what it meant to anybody in the room. He said exactly what came to him. And it was a gift. And he said it smiling, but it didn't always go over well. And so this one particular night, Ralph, me, Robert Greenidge, our great steel drummer, and Doyle Grisham, our great steel guitar player, we call that the steel section, we went out to eat at an all-night diner after show because unhealthy food was sort of our particular addiction. And it was just diner food. We were happy to have it, but it wasn't great. And the waitress, sweet as she could be, made the mistake of asking Ralph at the end of our meal how everything was. And he looked at her with that lovely smile that he always had, and he said, That chicken died in vain. How can you not put that in a song? It just happened to be that we were working on a sequel to Come Monday, but this is now the Coast of Carolina.